and the Department of Correction to reevaluate the treatment of prisoners in Massachusetts. This comes after violence and allegations of abuse at Sousa Baranowski Correctional Center in Lancaster, just at the Shirley Line. WBUR's Deborah Becker has been following the story and joins us now. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
So you just came from a news conference with some of those state lawmakers and families of inmates. What did they have to say? And remind us the backdrop here, Deb.
Well, today's press conference follows lawmakers making an unannounced visit to the Sousa prison yesterday. Five state lawmakers went there yesterday. They met with more than a dozen prisoners and prison staff to talk about allegations that prisoners have been making. They allege they've been abused and mistreated after violence broke out at Sousa on January 10th. Where three correction officers were hurt. Here's State Senator Jamie Eldridge speaking at the press conference today. His district includes the prison, and he's Senate Chair of the Legislature's Judiciary Committee.
So I am calling on Governor Baker. I'm calling the Department of Correction to change their approach towards interacting and dealing with prisoners at Sousa Baranowski, but really all prisons.
You know, the subtext there, Deb, seems to be that this is like a test of character for the Commonwealth. Like, how do we treat these people? Do we treat them humanely even though they've been convicted of serious crimes? I mean, how and why are these lawmakers getting involved?
Well, I think they feel that, and they feel that there should be perhaps a different approach to dealing with folks who are incarcerated than the one that's being employed at the moment. And Senator Eldridge has been calling for several criminal justice reforms. In fact, there's a hearing on one of his bills at the Statehouse today about solitary confinement. Also, lawmakers passed a major criminal justice reform law in 2018. And after the violence broke out at Sousa last month, the Correction Officers Union said that law was to blame because they said it gives prisoners too many freedoms. And Eldridge, in response, said the DOC has not been complying with that law. And I think there are various lawmakers who are concerned, so they decided that they were going to make this surprise visit to the prison yesterday.
I see. Yeah, hard to blame a law that they're not complying with, right, for those explanations. And I guess on the theme of not complying, I mean, the prisoners are alleging some pretty serious non-compliance of the way prisoners are supposed to be treated, and you've heard from one directly, Deb. Tell us about that.
That's right. We spoke with a man whose name we're not using because of concerns for his safety. He's been at Sousa for about a year and a half. He told us that prisoners have been restricted to their cells, and he said about 11 days after the violence, officers in riot gear came into a cell, moved him to another part of the prison, and he said he was moved into a cell with a man he didn't know. And he told the officers he wasn't comfortable with that because he's always been in a single cell. Here's some of what he said.
The officer just started tasering me and beating me and punching me and calling me N-words. And I ended up going to the outside hospital. I got stitches across my face. I currently have a black eye, busted lip. My hands are shaking. I think it's the adverse effects from the taser. So I stayed in the outside hospital for about 2 days. When I returned, I wasn't up to being beaten again because they're not, they're punching you in your face off top. They're not taking any type of resistance. And there's nothing other than what they say. If you don't abide by it, they're using excessive force.
And so, Kel, he said he was allowed out of his cell for 15 minutes a day. He said showers, food, both limited. And also, just in terms of this phone call itself, he said he knew that he was violating prison rules by speaking with me, but he was willing to take that risk.
If we can't be heard and our story doesn't get told, then there's only going to be one story that's put out there. It's a false narrative, like we're all savages, we're all animals, and we had attacked the Sard, and like a lot of guys don't even know what happened or took place or that how we're being treated. Like, it's an environment where it's like life isn't even worth living under these conditions. This doesn't work. We all know punishment met with more punishment doesn't bring nothing except more violence, more pain, more hurt. You give guys no incentive to want to do the right thing.
And what he said there, Kale, about everyone being punished, even folks who may not have had any knowledge or even awareness of what happened on January 10th, that was one of the things that the lawmakers brought up at the press conference today and said this idea of collective punishment is something that they heard a lot about when they visited the prison yesterday. As far as this particular man, I should explain a little bit more about the call. This was a three-way call that was arranged with one of his loved ones. We spoke with him twice, and both times he suddenly had to end the call.
I've never experienced this type of treatment.
And you
were telling us to lock in right now.
I'm sorry?
I said they're telling us to lock in right now. Like, they're coming in and they're ordering me to lock in right now. I don't want to get abused right now, so I'm about to hang up the phone.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking with me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
The caller has hung up.
So, that was a man from Sousa Baranowski, been incarcerated there for about a year and a half. And his description of officers in riot gear was something that prisoners, advocates, and others said at the press conference today. Senator Eldridge said some of the more serious allegations that he heard appear to involve so-called tactical teams, which apparently are brought into prisons after violence breaks out. Senator Eldridge says these are teams of correction officers from around the state and from county jails. I should also mention that Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts says that it's interviewed more than 50 prisoners who have similar accounts of abuse, and they say they file public records requests for medical records and other information.
So what does the Correctional Officers Union say about all this, Deb?
Well, the union says, hey, Sousa's a dangerous place, and we have taken steps to try to bring things back to normal, and we've taken some steps to try to prevent further violence. I spoke with Kevin Flanagan with the Massachusetts Correction Officers Federated Union.
These inmates make allegations because, honestly, they don't want to conform to the rules inside of prison. They couldn't conform to the rules outside in society. Now they're inside of a prison where, yes, their freedoms were taken away because they committed a crime. You know, I've heard the rumors, I've heard the allegations, and it's nonsense. I also know that inmates have thrown bodily fluids and excrement at officers. These are bad guys.
So, Deb, sounds like some acknowledgement that some privileges have been stripped away since the fracas a few weeks ago, but there's a denial of abuse. And what about the Department of Correction? What do they say?
The department issued a statement last night saying that things at Sousa are getting back to normal. The lawmakers say that the prison was still in lockdown yesterday. The DOC statement says while some privileges have been restricted, the process has been necessary to prevent further violence.
All right. And just in the moments we have left, Deb, what happens next?
Well, defense attorneys, some of them have filed suit alleging that the Department of Corrections violating their clients' rights because they've only had limited contact. A hearing on that is scheduled for next week. National Association of Social Workers and others are calling for an independent investigation. And Senator Eldridge today said more lawmakers are visiting more prisons around the state today and throughout this week.
All right. That's WBUR's Deborah Becker. Deb, thanks for bringing us a voice that we don't hear very often.
Thank you.